Eight fresh minutes on the clock. Chillicothe will play the goal to the left of your radio dial. Hogan Preps basketball to inbound, and they will play the goal to the right of your radio dial. Chillicothe leads at 11-19 as the second half is underway. Original starters for both teams. Darius Jackson across the timeline. Brandsgard picks him up. Go to the high post to Simmons. Back to Jackson. Circle left. Rajon Hill works around Baxter. Doesn't get it to fall. But an offensive rebound that time by a hustling Sorrells on the low post. Took it out of Chillicothe's hands. Left wing, Darius Jackson working against Brandsgard. Makes a step around Brandsgard. Shoots over top of Baxter and in. So second half begins with a bucket by Bishop, or by Hogan Prep. Double clutching in midair. Doesn't fall for C.J. Paff. Referees with the whistle. 30-19. Chillicothe leads it by 9. Less than a minute gone in the first, in the second half. Paff inbounds it low post right. Gets it into Bradley Riley, and Riley puts his first points up and in. Riley set out much of the first half and with two fouls, and I just got a feeling he's kind of hungry and ready to battle inside there. Top of the key, Darius Jackson. Chillicothe leads it by 11 again. Feed underneath, wide open, a great play. Darius Jackson gave it up, cut to the basket. They got the ball back to him, and that's a well-run play that Chillicothe's going to have to keep an eye out on. The team's trade baskets back and forth. 9-point lead now for Chillicothe. Simmer gets it into Brandsgard. Brandsgard posts up, has it blocked out of bounds by Sorrells. Got it cleanly. C.J. Paff will inbound it, low post left. Sorrells about 6'3 in front of him. Goes out, Baxter all alone for three. Yes, yes, yes! Mason Baxter, no one was anywhere in his zip code. And Baxter burns the nets for the trifecta. And it's a 12-point lead now, 35-23, 6:20 left in the third. Early third quarter. Darius Jackson for Hogan Prep. Circle left to Joe Jackson. Don't know if they're related. Didn't think to ask. Jackson left wing, up top to Rajon Hill. One's a senior, one's a sophomore in the Jacksons. Right side, three ball doesn't fall for Darius Jackson from the right wing. Rebound Chillicothe. And a foul on Hogan Prep. Over the back. Second one on Kevin Sorrell. Sorrell's with two. Hill playing with three. Darius Jackson with two. Chillicothe has two on Riley. C.J. Paff, top of the key, directing traffic. Wants a screen from Riley. Riley does it. Up top to Brandsgard. Brandsgard dribbles through four defenders. Jackson trying to play defense on the seat of his pants. Referees aren't buying Christmas gifts tonight. So Brandsgard with an easy deuce after Jackson tried to sell him a charge. 14-point lead now for Chillicothe. They've led by 16 in the second quarter at one point. They lead it now 37-23. Hogan Prep shoots over top of Baxter off the rim. Baxter with a rebound, and that's a foul on Mr. Joe Jackson. He stepped out one too many times. Only music scholars will get the Joe Jackson reference. And that's the first one on Joe Jackson. 37-23. 14-point lead for Chillicothe. And they have the basketball as Jackson checks out and Freeman checks in. Brandsgard top of the key. Right side, Paff looks at it. Brandsgard decides to take it himself. Whistle was on the floor. And that is on Eiley Simmons. And foul starting to mount up for the Rams team. Three on Hill in the first quarter. Two on a couple of others now. Chillicothe doing good in that department. Two on Riley, the only one in any kind of foul situation. Baxter, a high post jumper, didn't get that one to drop in. Defensive rebound. They take it up against Mason Baxter on the low post, and Baxter shuffled his feet. Freeman will go to the line to shoot two. And second foul on Mason Baxter. Baxter with two, Riley with two, one on several others, and it was not in the act of shooting. It was on the dribble drive. My bad. first team foul on Chillicothe, three on Hogan. Right side inbounds play, three ball. Rajon Hill starting to feel it. That's his third three ball tonight. And he's up to 11. He's halfway to his norm right now. Count a bucket by Wesley Brandsgaard. He's got 17, and Sorrell with his third. Timeout. Hogan Prep, we're back after this. Chillicothe leads at 39-26 on KCHI. 4:35 left in the third quarter. Chillicothe continues to lead by double figures, 39-26 over the 4-1 Hogan Prep Rams. Wesley Brandsgaard at the line. Looking for a three-point play. Brandsgaard 2 of 4. 3 of 5 makes that one. Brandsgaard unofficially with 18 points, and it's a 14-point lead. 13 points for C.J. Paff. Sorrells up top to Jackson, trying that three-man weave play again. Tried a couple of times earlier. There's a spin, a dribble drive inside. One-hander by Darius Jackson didn't fall that time. Gets the ball back. That shot didn't fall for Eiley Simmons, but he was fouled. Paff with his second. Paff and Riley and Baxter all with 2-1 for Wesley Brandsgaard, Wyatt Brandsgaard, Griff Bonderer, and Caden Potter. At the line, Eiley Simmons for two. That's the second team foul on Chillicothe to four against Hogan Prep. And that's Simmons' first point tonight. Second one is in as well. Two free throws by Eiley Jackson. Makes it a 12-point Chillicothe lead, 40-28, midway through the third quarter. Path across the timeline, drives inside, posts up, gets his own rebound, tries to skip it over to Simmer, and Simmer reached in. And Path a little slow getting off the floor. I think he's fine. Hayden Simmer, his first. So Paff a rare miss on the low post. 40-28, 3:56 left to play in the third quarter. Up top, Rajon Hill. Circle left, drive inside. They shoot around Riley. A reverse layup is in for Lamont Freeman, his second bucket tonight. And it's a 10-point game. Chillicothe could use a little boost of confidence here. Pass by Baxter, tipped out of bounds by Kevin Sorrells. And the Hogan bench and a couple of fans they brought with them are cheering the effort on by their team. Hornets not quite as crisp this second half than the first. Oh, no sooner did I say that, and C.J. Paff goes, "You're wrong, Randy, you're wrong." There's a three ball from C.J., 3 of 3 from outside. He's got 16, and it's a 13-point lead again, 43-30, 3:17 left to play. A little out of control. A pushing off foul is called as Freeman a little out of control. Could be because someone for Chillicothe gave him a bump. That on Simmer, I think. Second one on Hayden Simmer. He checks out. Griff Bonderer checks in. Other four starters stay in the game. So Rells gets it in on the wing. An air ball tossed up, partially blocked. Darius Jackson, no good. Chillicothe down court. Riley sends it across to Bonderer. Bonderer couldn't catch up, and a missed fast break opportunity right there. Got a little bit too fancy. Baxter just reaches in on Darius Jackson. Was going straight the hole. Baxter just reached in, puts his body, sacrifices his body for the good of the team, and Darius Jackson checks out, and Joe Jackson checks in. The Jacksons rotate. Jump ball, possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. Across the timeline. Ooh, Mason Baxter lays it up. Paff tugs the ears. He gets top of the key. That signifies Brandsgaard to go to the high post. Gets the ball. Gets a little pass through traffic to Mason Baxter, who lays it up and in, baseline left. He's got seven. And a three ball for Rajon Hill, and he's starting to get into the groove now after a slow start. He's got 14, 45-33, Chillicothe by 12. Brandsgard goes through traffic, throws a fake. Referees with the whistle. Throw a little head bob, and Hogan Prep bit into it. Second on Eiley Simmons. Sorrells with three. Hill with three. Two on Darius Jackson and Simmons for Wesley Brandsgard. Brandsgard at the line. That's the fifth team foul. Chillicothe with four whistles. And misses that one. Rebounded by Chillicothe's path. Three ball, Bonderer. No, that one off a miss. Rebound for, and shot doesn't fall for Brandsgard. That was blocked. And Chillicothe knocks it out of bounds after Hogan Prep brings it across the timeline. Still a 12-point lead. ...18 for Brandsgard, 16 for Paff. Minute 50 left third quarter, 45-33. Hogan Prep's basketball, three ball jumper from the college three-point line on here. They have high school and college three-point lines. And Hill, no good. Hill's got 14 for his team under his average, season average. 45-33, underneath Brandsgard. Throws a head fake, waits for the defender to go by. Got a great pass from the wing. Wesley Brandsgard's up to 20. That's his average. And it's a 14-point lead now. Minute 19 left to play in the third quarter. Minute 15, 47-33. Hogan Prep tried to send it over left wing to Jackson. Jackson wasn't ready for it. Taps his chest, goes, man, that's my bad. He low-fives with Simmons, and they'll get on the same page next time. Freeman checks out. Simmer wants to check in at the next whistle for Chillicothe. Baxter feeds it just outside the paint to Brandsgard. Brandsgard goes up strong. That's going to be over the back on Alfonso Man Mountain Scott. And Scott with his second. 6'5". Good-sized, muscular young man. Brandsgard misses another one. Brandsgard a little cold at the line this second half so far. Simmer checks in for Bonderer. 54 seconds left in the third quarter. And Brandsgard hits number 21. Forty-eight thirty-three. 15-point lead for Chillicothe. High post, nothing at the free throw line for Sorrells. Three ball comes up well short for Darius Jackson. He's 0 for 4 from outside. Chillicothe's Simmer the rebound underneath the board. Paff will bring it across the timeline. 26 seconds, they may play for the last shot. Scott just lets Paff dribble back and forth. Now steps up for a little defense as Coach Cool shouting instructions into point guard C.J. Paff, the 6'4 senior. 9 seconds left in the third. 8-7. Give underneath to Baxter. Baxter has it blocked by Kevin Sorrells. And then a whistle after that. Hacking on Simmer. Simmer with three. First Chillicothe Hornet with three fouls. Riley comes out. Bonderer checks in, and Joseph Tullis checks in. Half-court three-pointer off the front of the rim and no good for Joe Jackson. And we are back in 60 seconds with Chillicothe leading 48-33. Back in 60 for the fourth quarter on KCHI.